Hi, is Dr. Alden dictating a progress note? First name is C like cat, Y like young, N like Nancy, T like Tennessee, C like carrot, I like individual, A like apple. I think K like kidney, like Elizabeth, L like love, L like love, E like Elizabeth, Y like young, case number 146514. Today is January 25th, 2013. Recent behavior presentation. Was asked to see the patient because she was depressed. She cried herself to sleep. She continues to attend dialysis. Steph's not reporting any paranoia or psychosis. They're reporting some agitation and anxiety and depression. No reports of eating problems. No reports of lethargy. Review of systems. Eyes is negative, ears, nose, and throat, mouth is negative, cardiovascular. Oh no, go back to ears, nose, mouth, throat is positive for dysphagia. Cardiovascular is positive for peripheral vascular disease, hypertension. Respiratory is negative. Gastrointestinal is negative. Genital urinary is negative. Musculoskeletal, positive for weakness. If you go back to genital urinary and just add positive for chronic kidney disease and end-stage renal failure. Integumentary is negative. Neurological, positive for seizures. Endocrine is positive for diabetes mellitus. Hematologic / lymphatic positive for anemia. Allergies, immune negative. Observation, the patient was up in a wheelchair. She's awake and alert. She's oriented times three. Hygiene and grooming are good. Her weight is 154 pounds. Her height is 5'3" tall. Respiratory rate was 16. Muscle tone and strength appeared within normal limits. Speech was spontaneous, coherent, goal-directed. Thought process appeared normal. No delusions or paranoia expressed. No suicidal ideations or homicidal ideations were expressed. She does not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. She's oriented times three. Insights, marginal judgments, marginal to fair. Funded knowledge seemed fair. Language was adequate. Recent remote memory were fair. Her attention and concentration seemed normal. Mood was depressed, affect was constricted. No complaints of side effects, no irregular movements were seen. Medication she's currently taking. Xanax 0.5 milligrams every hour is needed. Labs, November 15, 2012. BUN-44 creatinine was 5.5. October 1st, 2012, cholesterol 173, triglycerides 103. Estimated GFR was 8. Assessment at number 1 is major depression, bipolar disorder, 2 IV, drug abuse, and dependency. Currently, mood is depressed. Plan at this time, continue the Xanax 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours, a need for anxiety. Discuss with patients, she did not want to try Zoloft because she reports she had a bad reaction to Prozac. She did agree to try Desiril. We'll start Desiril 25 milligrams in the morning and at bedtime for depression and to help with sleep at nighttime and for anxiety. Primary care physician to follow up medically. The benefits of the medication outweigh the risks. More than 16 minutes of patient time and floor time were spent providing coordination of care with social services and nursing staff and the nurses. The end of the dictation. Thanks.